The Major League Draft is upon us. This is Mondays with Mo, and my weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Really appreciate his time on what is an extremely busy day around Major League Baseball and certainly down at Busch Stadium with the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll get into the draft. We'll talk about the latest on Alex Reyes, the wonderful job that Adam Wainwright did yesterday. The month of May, a struggle. How did Mike Shildt handle it? We're going to talk all about that coming up Mondays with Mo on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. If you're looking for that engagement ring, that perfect gift for your mom or your girlfriend, whatever the case may be, and for men, great watches and jewelry as well, get it at Lordo's Diamonds. They are a local jeweler. Jimmy Lordo is there every day. He'll greet you at the door, and by mentioning my name or the website, you'll get additional money off on their already great prices. See their selection, lordosdiamonds.com. This is Mondays with Mo. It's an off day for the Cardinals tonight, but back at it tomorrow. Two night games with the Reds and then a business person special on Thursday. John Mozeliak coming up. Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Mondays with Mo, as we talk it over with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. So much to get into, Mo. We'll get into the draft and obviously a lot of things happening with the club. But let's start with yesterday and that performance by Adam Wainwright. He simply doesn't surprise anymore, does he? I mean, with some of the things that he's able to do.
Well, obviously a very gutsy outing. To have a pitch count as high as he did and still not falter was really impressive. Certainly a game when you look at from a starting standpoint, it was great to see. As anybody that's ever been around Adam Wainwright and who's spent time with him, they just know how competitive he is and how he wants to be great. And so not overly surprised with his performance out of him and just the way he went about it. Is just sort of classic Waino. So it was great to see, and I think, you know, probably the most important takeaway from yesterday was just a great team win.
Absolutely. What did you think when Mike Shildt kept on going with Waino? What were you thinking up in your box?
Well, I hate second guessing because I don't think that's good for business, but it certainly things were crossing my mind that maybe would have gone a little different than how it played out, but you know, it worked. And I think though, when you play the odds and you're thinking sort of bigger picture, those odds might get you if you play it too often. But you know, like I said, Adam is a unique person and a unique pitcher, and you know, I think you could tell his reaction when he got out of that eighth inning that you know, he was so pleased that he got the opportunity. But I don't know, like, if you're thinking long-term and best interest of everyone, if you know, that's what you want to see happen all the time, because, sure, you know, that pitch count was high and certainly something we got to think about as you look at his next couple outings.
When you look at Wong analytically, Mo, maybe kind of pull the curtain back for our fans. What did the numbers tell you that go into the deeper dive of his defense. He made that great play. He was involved in some double plays, involved in the offense too. But defensively, what are the numbers that you look at? What are they saying about Colton Wong?
Well, clearly, when you're looking at like overall value of the player, his defense definitely pushes him higher. And, you know, clearly, when you look at yesterday's game, it's just sort of that snapshot. You got to see some reasons why. And, you know, obviously had a tremendous defensive game. And, you know, candidly, that catch may have saved the game. So it was really kind of fun to watch. I think the one thing I would say about Colton yesterday that was interesting, if you're watching it from really my perspective, is the energy he played with. He not only what he was doing on the field, but at the plate, and just last few nights really played as a complete player, and that was great to see.
What did you think of the month of May in terms of how Mike Shildt handled that? It was a really tough month, obviously, for the club, but just handling the ups and downs of his job, but, you know, in particular that month, which was not easy for the Cardinals.
Well, it's not easy, especially when you're coming off the month of April when things did appear a little easier. And so I think for him to just keep everybody grinding and doing what they're supposed to do, I think is most important. And, you know, when speaking with Shildt, I mean, the one thing that we would tell you is we were playing good baseball. There wasn't like some fundamental problem that we were doing that was causing our losses. It was just, on any given night, something wasn't working, and that can be something that can eat at a club. But, you know, he showed patience. He's you know, staying true to the club, and I think that's the most important.
With the Major League Draft now upon us later today, Kimbrel and Keuchel can sign now anywhere without compensation with a draft pick. And you know the marketplace so well, Moa, after, you know, doing this the better part of your life. How do you think that unfolds, and would the Cardinals get involved in any of those types of conversations?
Well, a couple of things. Anytime we are being asked about free agents, it's not something we publicly comment on. That's part one. And then part two, now that the draft comp is off, I imagine you'll see some pretty swift movement in this market.
Gotcha. The draft today, how exciting of a day is this around the Cardinal offices?
Well, there's definitely a buzz. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think, you know, all these guys that have been grinding for the last really 12 months, because right after this draft ends, they start working on next year. So it's a long process, and one that these guys look at the next few days as their reward for the type of work they put in. But, you know, today is when you can really make an impact on your organization, and, you know, hopefully we find a player that will do that. So we get two picks today, and then of course you go through 10 rounds tomorrow, and then you have 30 rounds the following day. So a lot of action here. It'll be a fun buzz around the ballpark, and I know Flo and his staff have done a tremendous job, and I think they're just ready to get it going.
What do you think, Mo, that the club needs in terms of organizational support? Is it pitching, hitting, defense, speed, all those kind of things? How do you approach the draft and some of the needs of the club?
Well, I think they've done a really good job of getting some offense back into our system, which has been great to see. And in terms of trying to fill organizational needs with this draft, we're lucky we have a pretty strong minor league system, so there's not like we have to go specifically chase something. But when you're looking at sort of lower level, There's definitely a void in some arm strength. So, you know, if there's a way to do that, that would be great. Now, we may get a pretty big bounce right away because we had a couple players from last year's draft that still haven't pitched. So once they get going, it may not look like we have quite the void that we're talking about.
You get to a pick, do you always just take the best player available, whether it be pitcher or position player?
Certainly in the top 10 rounds, yeah. I think after that it becomes a little bit more on making sure you're filling out your rosters, but you are trying to do that with the sole purpose of getting the best available.
And is there a strength with this draft that as you evaluate it, is there better hitters, position players, pitchers?
Yeah, I would say overall it looks like it's more of a position player draft.
Gotcha.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. Alex Reyes yesterday, Mo, not a great line. Where's Alex right now in terms of trying to come back and join the club?
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about this as if there's some like magic bullet or time when he'll be back. He made the club out of spring training, but struggled with command at the major league level, sent back down to really work on that. Unfortunately, was injured for part of that time. So really he has to get himself back into a consistent pattern to where he can be a productive member of our major league club. And I think right now there's still some work to do.
Henesy Cabrera made a debut this last week. Your thoughts on the big lefty?
Well, you know, it was a tough game to truly evaluate in terms of what you thought of him. But I think the one scout hat, if you're wearing it, was electric stuff. And so when you look at what you saw the other night versus what we saw in spring training, it was totally different, which I think all of us were thrilled to see. So, you know, he's going to get another opportunity with his stuff. He's got to be in the strike zone. He's got to be able to pound that, take advantage of having the type of fastball and curveball in his repertoire to take advantage of it. So, you know, hopeful that he can be someone that we can count on in our rotation. But, you know, clearly when you look at what he brought to the table the other night, you can see why we're excited about him.
Couple of questions. I'll let you go. Status of Molina. How is he feeling with his thumb and the hand issue?
Well, I don't think much has changed since last week when he first got evaluated. So the one thing I would say is we just have to be patient. It's not something you can rush through. And, you know, hopefully in the next week or two that he gets to a point where he thinks he can push forward. But we got to let time and allow the body to heal.
And a final question, maybe overlooked in the game yesterday was Kisner and the way that he was, it looked like at least, on the same page with Adam Wainwright. What did you think of his major league debut?
You know, I thought he did a nice job. Not easy to step right in a game that has that magnitude and you know, expectation. So it was great to see. And, you know, look, there's always a learning curve when you get to the big leagues and what is expected of you. This is not Jupiter, Florida, where it's in a spring training environment. So, you know, he's going to get tested and pushed. But, you know, overall, we're pretty excited about what he can do. And I think as all of us that get to watch him grow, you know, this is that next chapter. So hopefully he can take advantage of it.
Mo, thanks so much. I know you're really busy today. I appreciate it. And good luck with the draft.
That sounds great. Thank you.